Nearly at the halfway point of Governor Phil Murphy's tenure, Republican candidates are beginning to see the emerging shapes of candidacies in the now shapeless blocks of raw GOP materials ahead of 2021. Here's what one Republican source sees right now. Former Assemblyman Jack Chiattarelli, R16, is running. Everyone knows it already. He has his head down. He starts with his home county of Somerset. He can pull, presumably, Union, Underdone and Essex. His allies have strong relationships in Burlington, Atlantic and Cumberland counties. He's ready for a dogfight in the other centers of party power. Where will he have opposition? A source told Insider and the allies of Governor Chris Christie don't love Chiattarelli. They felt the Somerset-based assemblyman was tough on the governor as Christie limped out of office. Christie and company still fancy themselves capable of exerting a sturdy grip on the direction of the party. They weren't heartbroken when their old foe, Assemblyman Jay Weber, R26, lost to U.S. Representative Mickey Sherrill, R11, last year, and they find it hard to summon a sense of abject sorrow for a less-than-holy party-supported Chiattarelli. Where will they go? A Republican source speaking on condition of anonymity told Insider that if President Donald J. Trump wins a second term, expect to see the Christie-era power put some force behind Bob Huggin. You remember the name? Huggin. He ran against U.S. Representative Bob Menendez, D. New Jersey, last year and lost by double digits. He's still hanging around. If Trump loses in 2020, he could make another statewide play. New Jersey usually runs counter to national elections. Money? Not an issue. He's got plenty. $38 million in 2018 alone. Then there's New Jersey Republican Chairman Doug Steinhardt, who apparently sees a statewide run in his future. Around budget time at the beginning of the summer, the Christie Brain Trust made clear to Steinhardt that he can't serve God and Mammon both. Doug. It's either chair or a gov run. It can't be both at the same time. Sources say Steinhardt, who continues to serve as Warren County GOP chair, leans toward going for governor in 2021. Chiattarelli forces fear Christie would go with Doug over Jack. A second source, also speaking on condition of anonymity, offered this: Jack may be facing a rebellion at home too, not so much because of him, but because of discontent with the county organization. Note, for example, Steinhardt headlining fundraisers in Bridgewater, Manville and Bernards. But again, Huggin, in the right weather, that is. Trump out of power would be their first choice. Then there's Monmouth County Republican Chairman and Sheriff Sean Golden. We've gotta keep an eye on Goldie, said the source, acknowledging the proximity of Republican potent Ocean County next door, and Golden's apparent potential to pick up supporters of fellow Monmouth brand and former LG, Kim Godogno, who ran unsuccessfully for governor in 2017. Insider Jass, the source who appeared in the best position to fulfill an LG option for the Republican nominee. One name came back. Senator Kristen Corrado, the source said, referring to the Totowa-based lawmaker from the 40th District. Look, there will be some looking at Assemblywoman Holly Shepisi, too, but I think the party looks at Corrado in part because she's got that machine with her. Peter Murphy, the source said, a reference to the Passaic County Republican chairman. It's a volatile situation. The Republican said his party's consensus opinion is not that incumbent Democratic Murphy, if indeed he runs again and does not get gobbled up in a Democratic presidential administration, is incompetent, but that he doesn't want to be here. But even a nationally distracted Murphy would be tough for the GOP to beat, especially if Trump wins re-election in 2020 and continues to further alienate New Jersey.